You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Riot town. This is a stop cop city. What's going on? 8:07 in the morning. Did you say Corgi? You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. We're one day away from Garlic Palooza. Tomorrow should be just, it's going to change people's lives. Jumpin' Tucson's coming up after me. Thomas Moulton. He's got Kim from the Arizona Bowl coming up after that. Kruger was on fire yesterday. His breakdown of the streetcar thing was really good. They're celebrating the 10 years of streetcar. And I might get off on a tangent here.
Assassinating business. That was just amazing.
Yep. And remember, our amazing friend Margot was ground zero of this whole thing. I remember she gave me the old newspaper where the city told them they were going to do business. They're going to build at night. They're going to do this. And they all got lied to. And then when she tried to talk to the city, everyone ignored her. And then when she put in signs that says the city of Tucson hates small business, all of a sudden Jonathan Rothschild wants to talk to her. And in the end, has the streetcar made life better for people in the city of Tucson? And the answer really in the end is no. Because the amazing part is, yes, there's parts of downtown that look much nicer now. And we know that the drunk college kids like the streetcar to go hit some of the clubs. But in the end, a good portion of downtown is just still dead. It's dead during the day, dead on a lot of the weeknights, right? And there's no job creation downtown at all. Zero. Remember, Southern New Hampshire University paid Pima County $800,000, I believe, to get out of downtown and get out of their lease, right? And so, again, when the basics of your city's fixed, you can't fix it with a streetcar. No retail wants to move downtown. No retail wants to move downtown. We're the only downtown I've ever been to on the planet Earth that doesn't have a place where I can buy something that's in a store, whether it's clothes, tchotchkes, Tibetan singing bowls, incense, any of that jazz. Sergio, downtown El Paso has a better streetcar and a better downtown. I mean, just any little crappy downtown out there of any town has some place to shop. And what's happening is Fletcher's running out of people to throw money out at down there. I mean, think about it. I always bring it up. That blue plate thing by Schwabies, they own the block, right? Mrs. Schwabi runs Panka, right? They take over the 1055 Brewing, which was a very nice restaurant to begin with. And Fletcher gives them over $200,000 of taxpayer dollars to do a tenant improvement for a business that was selling $24 meatloaf. And then it goes out of business 10 months later. And the people who own the building now have an empty building that has $223,000 of TIs to it. Well, what are we doing? And whatever economic, I don't know, the generation of money down there, has it helped the rest of the city? And the answer is no. I did it. I mean, I called my shot, but it was my DeSimone Nostradamus shot 8-9 years ago. God bless you, Matthew. I drew a big black circle, which was the entire city of Tucson. And then over by the streetcar area, I drew this little white circle and said, the city of Tucson, this is all they care about right now. The rest of you can go to hell. And if you complain about it, they're going to blame the state legislature. Well, isn't this a... let's... this is a letter to the editor. Billy Two just sent this out, our chief research officer. Downtown mayhem at the Arizona Daily Star. As sun sets over Tucson, our downtown undergoes a troubling transformation. Once a haven for culture and cuisine, it now echoes with the jarring dissonance of blaring music and boisterous revelers on Friday and Saturday nights. This isn't the Tucson we cherished. Our vibrant streets are being drowned out by intolerable noise, making it impossible to enjoy a peaceful evening. The disruption doesn't just affect residents, but the growing professional demographic seeking a balanced urban life. Is there a growing professional demographic? Okay. I'll take your... downtown's appeal is being compromised by a gaudy Vegas-style atmosphere. What?
What?
Now, Joe Taylor, that sounds a little crazy, eh? You were talking to my friend Mo Green. He helped Fredo with some of the hotels in Vegas. Not the Mo Green up in the Oro Valley. This is the Mo Green played by my good friend Alex Rocco. This is a call to Tucson city officials. We need your intervention, implement and enforce measures to control noise and restore balance to our beloved city center. Now, one thing I have to disagree with Joe Taylor, he says it's a place of charm. Would anyone use the word charming for downtown? And then, of course, one of the quick responses to this is my good friend Joe Higgins. You kids get off my lawn. Hey, Joe Taylor, this is the only way anyone makes any money down there, huh? You play the music, a boom, a boom, a boom. Right? You drink your orange juice with a well of vodka, and you think you're a fancy socialite down there. And then back to when we had the crossover with Kruger yesterday, and him and I were talking. He was talking about the kids blowing the first $2,000 from their parents.
Sure,
that was gold.
Yeah. Then there's a lull until family weekend.
So I've had this discussion with Rocco and Carlota Flores about when does it feel like you're back in season. Now, Carlota has the longest institutional memory of anybody on this. And she would have told you that by the time U of A rolls in and you get into September, things are much better. But really, our last conversation her and I had was she said the same thing Grant said. October 1st is when you kind of finally settle in out of that... No, I'm not going to do any more promos. They have to be. I'm only doing promos with Greg. Every time I do them with you, they're tinny. I've noticed that. I'm just kidding. 8:15 in the morning. We'll come back. We're going to play Carrie Lake talking to Mark Curtis, I believe, from Channel 12. The venerable Mark Curtis. And he interviews
Ron
her
Burgundy.
After... not Ron Burgundy. He's Burgundy-ish a little bit. But they get into a little bit of a scrum in this. And, you know, you guys know how I feel about the Laker. Mark Lamb all the way on this whole thing. But we'll see if she's a... she's going to give you a preview, and Mark Curtis gives you a preview of what the Dems are going to pound her on. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Jackie Wilson. We're playing the songs of 1960. We're going to do presidential election year playlists. So you're on Wake Up Tucson. I was looking for some streetcar jokes online. I got some train jokes, though. I once asked a conductor how many times a train had gotten derailed. He told me it's hard to keep track. Hey, it's all the funny, huh? You did the funny, huh? Let's go to a Carrier Lake. Her noodles are a little mixed up in the brain over there a little bit. So she blew her opportunity at the RNC. Trump is trying to help her. I think sometimes he forgot her. But the helper gives her a spot on watching millions of people. And instead of her making that plea to Arizonans that are watching on TV, she just decided to rerun the same old jokes and yuck it up with the red meat Republicans at the RNC. Which is not the necessity. So Mark Curtis and her used to work together at the Channel 12, where she did say she stepped away from a big seven-figure contract because she loved America so much. And she got the sick of the fake of the news, right? It's like going to get the Italian food at the Olive Garden. It's a fake. Let's go listen to these two people.
Great. Thanks for making a couple of minutes for us. We're just a couple of days removed from an attempted presidential assassination. And in the wake of that, many are calling for a toning down of the rhetoric, a lowering of the temperature across America. Where do you stand on that?
I think we need to lower the temperature. I really put the onus on the media. The media is the one trying to divide this country, Mark. I mean, it's about dividing and making people feel like we're at each other's throats. This country is not as divided as the media says, and I talked about that in my speech. And I think it's the time for some soul searching. We're in trouble as a country. We're not going in the right direction. And we don't have a lot of time to stop this absolute falling and faltering of America. And I know the people are with us, and I want to bring people together, and I know that President Trump does. His policies, Agenda 47, it's the best policy I've ever seen. It's transformative for America. It's going to take our young generation, my kids' age and your kids' age, and give them access once again to the American dream, because they're being priced out of the American dream. We're watching as we have an invasion at our border, and we are putting up 12 million people who are here illegally. We the people, the taxpayers are paying for that, paying for their housing. They're taking jobs. They're driving down the wages of hardworking Americans, and it's got to stop.
Carrie, I do find it interesting that you blame the media. That was the first thing you talked about at your speech in front of the RNC. You had a chance to address America at a time when America, in many ways, is dealing with the aftermath of the attempted assassination. And yet you chose to attack the media rather than talk about coming together as a country. Don't you think political rhetoric like that is also damaging? I mean, this is an industry, Carrie, that put food on your table for years.
Mark, because the country is coming together. The country's much more united than you report. And sadly, you guys want to keep stoking hatred toward the people who are with President Trump and support him. You know, we've watched an 8-year smear campaign at the hands of the media against President Trump. Can you imagine waking up and having one hateful, lying story written about you, and then seeing that a whole bunch of other outlets did the same thing, and that going on the next day and the next day and the next day for 8 years? That's what's happened to President Trump. That's why there's hatred toward him. And it's the media lying. I've seen it. Yes, I did work in the media. For 30 years, I worked in the media. And I worked with you, Mark. And I took pride in being an honest journalist. I walked away from my career when I realized it had become nothing more than propaganda. And I'm not willing to lie to the people. I walked away from a seven-figure contract. I'm not willing to lie to the people. We have very little time left on the clock, Mark. And we're going to lose this country if we don't come together. The media wants to continue to lie. The
okay,
way they
Carrie,
covered
Carrie, let me ask
an assassination
you.
Attempt against President
you,
Trump, the way they covered an assassination attempt, NBC News calling it loud noises, that the president fell to the ground and
everyone,
loud noises.
Carrie called it fake.
Absolutely.
Everyone called it loud noises. It wasn't just NBC. So let's not get that mistake.
No, not everybody did. Most normal people understood
did.
What was happening.
But you talk about the fake news, and yet one election lawsuit after another has failed. At what point does your narrative become fake news with your lawsuit once again in front of the Arizona Supreme Court?
Well, Mark, I'm glad to know the truth about you, that you're okay with Election Day being run with equipment that doesn't work in 61% of polling locations
Carrier,
and the wrong ballots being printed. I'm glad to know that you're okay with that. I promise the people of Arizona, after that election where we had so many hundreds of thousands of people disenfranchised, that I would fight and take my case all the way to the Arizona Supreme Court. And I have made good on that. It's at the Arizona Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens. All we're asking for, Mark, is the Supreme Court to take a look at what happened and make sure that election officials across our state follow the law. We don't want any advantage. We want the election officials to simply follow the law. And that's what we're asking the Supreme Court to look at. And if they decide that way, that's great. And we're going to fight to make sure that we have fair elections, because I certainly want my kids to have a country.
As
and if
do
we don't
I.
have elections
As
that are run
I.
well, my kids and your kids will not be living in the free United States of America. They'll be living in a communist country.
Says you. All right. Let me ask you about J.D. Vance. It wasn't that long ago that he called Trump's campaign.
Oh, boy. Now listen to this, Mark.
Trump's campaign. Tell me if I'm wrong. Did he call it?
Did he call it cultural heroin?
Did he call President Trump cultural heroin? And if so, what changed along the way to make him Trump's vice presidential pick?
Wow. This is so interesting, Mark. Every question you ask is meant to be a negative question.
I think it's a fair question, Carrie. You're a former journalist. You would ask this question. If a guy calls a presidential candidate cultural heroin...
Hey, Matteo Anili, we got to stop. We got the break come up, huh? I got to go and make a Matt and Mia some ravioli, and then we'll be back. I'm all excited about garlic a day tomorrow.
Me too.
I'm going to roll the garlic.
That's culinary heroin.
Amen. Let's see how Carrie keeps it together for the rest of this interview when we come back. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 7:30 of The Voice, local news and talk. This is perfect for Mark Curtis talking to Carrie Lake right
Man,
now.
Right in that transition from the golden age of rock and roll, the birth of rock and roll to the folk era, right?
Again, back to our favorite line from the Mighty Wind with the Folksman.
Never done much rambling.
I think that's one of my favorite jokes. I don't know why it always gets me. When the Folksmen, they had that first album that was super hot, and they burned out so fast that when they recorded the second album, it was pressed onto vinyl, but the record company wanted really nothing to do with them at that point because folk was done, right, that they refused to punch holes in the second
hole.
LP.
The spindle hole. I'd forgotten about that line. That was good.
No, I was just looking at the canvas of that election in 2022. Remember, Kimberly Yee, 1.39 million. Carrie Lake, 1.27 million. Just to let everybody know. That's 120,005 votes more. Oh, one last thing. Listening to what's her nuts?
Carrie Lake?
No, the other one. Well, Kathleen Wynne commercial where she's going after Juan for not being at the convention. This is somehow bad because, one, he's doing his job.
They are in session.
So I was
just saying.
I mean, David was calling us from D.C. I was checking Andy Biggs that I know she loves Andy. Andy's not at the convention either. Does that mean Andy's an un-American? Like, what's this? Kathleen Wynne, is she a more shallow than a glass of Campari? Oh, my God. All right, let's continue on with Carrie Lake and Mark Curtis. Look at you. What happened to you?
12 News folks decided to re-cue the whole thing for us, so hang on a second.
What a bunch of SOBs.
We'll get back to where we left off with the Miss Lake. The cultural heroin.
The way you said heroin at the end, you sounded exactly like Triumph. You had a little Triumph there. Let's go.
I think we got the Mark Curtis. So we're playing talking into the microphone.
Carrie Lake talking to Mark Curtis.
And I'm slipping into Lawrence. You're slipping into Scandinavian. I'm slipping into Lawrence Welk here.
So we're playing Carrie Lake. She blew her chance at the RNC to speak to America and Arizonans watching on TV. She decided to yuck it up red meat-wise and do the old, I love everyone here except those people out there in the press. You know, and you're like, oh, that's so overplayed. Jeez Louise. Oh, and then also, if you're just tuning in, Mark Lamb confirmed it, that Carrie Lake offered him a cabinet seat if he would drop out of the Senate seat. Does that mean you're a polling that you're doing over the Charlie Kirk in the closet is a not the pounding out the too good, huh? Didn't it? All right, Matt, go.
President Trump, cultural heroin.
Cultural heroin. Hey.
What changed along the way to make him Trump's vice presidential pick?
Wow, this is so interesting, Mark. Every question you ask is meant to be a negative question.
I think it's a fair question,
Mama
Carrie.
Positivity.
You're a journalist. You would ask this question. If a guy calls a presidential candidate cultural heroin and then not long later is a vice presidential candidate, something changed. I'm asking you what changed.
Yeah. You know what changes, Mark, right now with people? I just talked to a woman today here in Milwaukee. She said for 10 years she came over to this country, became a legal immigrant, and was a Democrat. And she said she listened to the news, people like you at 12 News, and thought President Trump wasn't a good guy. She finally woke up and realized the news had been lying to her. People are waking up and they're recognizing how disgusting and fake the news is.
Well,
every question you've asked has been negative, Mark.
It's
why
not
do you
negative.
Hate, why do you
period.
Hate? Why do you
Come,
hate President Trump so badly?
At
why
all.
Do you
These
hate
are all truths. These are all truths.
What is true?
What is true? You've had Deep. One failed election lawsuit after another. Everything has been disproven, and yet you continue to file suit after suit, and you currently have a new suit in front of the Arizona Supreme Court.
I'm really glad that you don't care about election integrity, Mark.
Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong, Carrie.
I'm glad that you don't care about election integrity. I'm glad to know that you don't care about election.
But how many times do I need it to be disproven?
I'm telling you, we're continuing to fight because we want our future elections, including the one in November, to be run fairly. And I talk to the people every day. They don't tune in. I know where your ratings are. They're absolutely horrible. I don't know how you guys keep the lights on, Mark.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know how they pay your paycheck. It's probably way too much. But let me tell you this. The people of Arizona, I know them. And they are saying, thank you for fighting. If we can just get these judges to say, to everybody running our elections, you've got to at least follow the law. We just want you to follow the election procedures manual and the law. That's all we want.
Carrie, from where you sit.
It's good to know that you don't care about that, Mark. It's really good to know. You must be making a lot of money over
there. From where you sit, should President Biden step aside?
I think he's in a cognitive decline. That makes me very concerned. Over the next three and a half months, as a mother, I'm concerned about our country. I know we can't handle four more years of Joe Biden. I'm worried that we can't get through three and a half more months. And he's actually not in a mental state to do the job. And I think the Democrats need to come to grips with that and do something.
We're going to have to wrap it up.
As a candidate for U.S. Senate, I want to ask you one immigration question.
I'm sorry, your producer is wrapping me up. It was great to talk to you again, Mark. I hope you'll wake up and stop accepting a paycheck to lie to the people of Arizona.
Maybe
thank
one day
you
I'll
much.
Come to my
It's great to talk to you, Mark.
Yeah.
God bless
thanks,
you.
Carrie.
There she is. You know,
we also reached out to Democrats.
They do a train her well because they said, you know, we found out in 2022 that suburban moms hate your guts. So if you notice, everything she says no as a mother, that's her new shield. That they have trained her for that. Somehow that's going to make up for her unlikability with suburban moms. I mean, right now she goes to a restaurant. She goes, as a mom, I'd like to get the fettuccine Alfredo, but I'm going to go with the lobster ravioli as a mom. She doesn't even know when to stop anymore. But again, this is why if she wins the general, this is what you're going to get. She can't handle it. So 790-2040 is the phone number. Oh my God, he's back. All right, one more time before break. Windows, what's shaking?
Carrie, baby.
Well, I was thinking.
I love your love-hate relationship with her, buddy.
I was thinking Europe. You know, the follow-up to Final Countdown was Carrie. So
did they even have another song?
I just gave it to you. Then they came back later and did the final countdown. No, I'm just kidding about that.
Okay. Now, Chris, back to what I'm going to call the Rodney Peete incident.
Oh my God!
I do believe he called me brilliant, but was it because I busted his chops about asking about a budget like 2 years ago? Was that what he was answering?
Say that one more time, Chris.
Because he just went off on this tangent about this and that, and I was like, wow, that was a lot. I think it was over the fact that about the continuing resolutions. Do you remember that when I called in and got on him
now,
about
Chris,
it?
Now, Chris, I would
love need to pass.
I would love to remember every call that comes in to Wake Up Tucson, but I can't.
He gets up very early in the morning. He goes to bed late at night. He can't remember everything.
I got this a big gorilla called a Donkey Kong. He throw the barrel, hit me in the noggin. I don't remember the XP
little goofy
phone
in the
call.
Head.
Mamma mia, I've been a buzz killer. Oh, I'll have to do better.
All right,
but anyway, I was just curious about that because he went in depth.
Oh, that's right.
And he's right. Maybe it was when I said you can't tell friend from foe. And then he went off on those Republicans. I like him. He's on a lot of stuff too, Chris.
He is. He's very,
Can I say this? He's on with Lou Dobbs a lot.
That's fine.
Lou loves the cut of his jib.
Why not? He tells you. This is why we have David on, because he talks about how the sausage gets made. So, all right, I gotta get going to other calls, my friend. I gotta roll. So
he just. Carrie Lake needs the likability of Swipe of him.
Absolutely, she can't get her ego will always torpedo her submarine, as we say. So, all right,
hey, Chris,
yes, sir.
God a speed and God a bless you.
You too. You take care, my friend. The curse. That's right. Lake worked at Fox 10 with John Hook. That's right. 790-2040. Let's go to Kay on line 4. She's got elephant garlic hints for me, which is beautiful. I need a break in the politics. Kay, what you got for me, girl?
I just wanted to ask you the name of the restaurant in Phoenix because I didn't catch it.
All right. So what happens is there used to be a place in Tucson called Richardson's, okay? And it was the cuisine of New Mexico. And their food is really, really good, okay? And what happens is that that place burned down, the Little Richardson's. And they have another restaurant called the Rokery. It's Rokerij. So if you want to look it up on the interwebs, you go to Richardson's NM from NewMexico.com. But it will bring up this thing called the Rokery. And the Rokery is on North 16th in Phoenix. It's 6335. And what happens is they have that Richardson's menu that you can get at the Rokery. And their carne adobada is the best I've ever had in my life. Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because So what were you going to say, Kay? I talk all the time. Go.
How long ago was Richardson's here? Because I've been here like 40 years.
Richardson's has at least been around for 20 up in Phoenix.
Oh, but not in Tucson.
Not in Tucson.
Okay, got it.
Only in Phoenix. And their carne adobada is so good that I remember my wife and I did the Christmas in Santa Fe between the weekend between Christmas and New Year's. And there's this place called Rancho Shamayo on the road to Taos, right? And I have their cookbook. And I was dreaming about their carne adobada for the entire trip. And you know what happened was it was fine. And I turned to my wife and said, this is crap compared to Richardson's.
that's funny.
And so anyway, so this elephant garlic thing I would get at Richardson's, and I still think you can get it at this thing called the Rokery.
I'll look it up. Thank you for your info.
You're welcome, my friend. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Let's go visit some great sponsors. Tom Moulton is doing chin-ups in the green room right now, getting ready for Jump in Tucson. Oh, my Lord. Thank God. Marty Robbins is here. Big iron. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Remember, tomorrow's Garlic Fest. It's going to be hot. It's going to be awesome. Ron Arenas, Linda will be here from the Triangle T talking Garlic Fest.
Always a pleasure.
CJ Ham, Saguaro Corners and Mulligans.
Always a pleasure.
Is doing a, he's going to bring garlic dishes. And I'll see if I have time later today. If I, I'll whip out something in the world of the garlic. So, Breath Mint Friday at Wake Up Tucson. Let's go to Brushfire, and then we'll get to Giuseppe Numero Uno. Let's go. Brushfire, what's shaking?
Oh, my God. Political memory, Sean. She was an Obama supporter.
Yes.
And a member of what she deems the right hand of Satan, the press corps. And she's also, I'm reminded of John, I can't remember her name, John Cusack's sister in Grifters. She reminds me of her, whatever her name is. John, you know, John Cusack's sister. Joan? Is that Joan?
Joan Cusack.
Yeah. Yeah, in Grifters, because that's what she is. She's the ultimate MAGA grifter.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
You made up Fromp. You said Fromp, and I've got a new one in Tucson. It's called Carping, because it's car camping all over town now. Car camping. See all the cars camped?
Yes, sir.
Tarps in the windows, got the lawn chair in the back. You know, they don't have a portable solar generator or anything. They're car camping. But I'm going to throw out a little, I tried it because you've been on the, what do you call it when you have the fruit and the dough on top? What's that called? That,
cobbler?
Cobbler, yeah. Sorry. Hey, I'm a mechanic. I'm a welder. I don't do cobbler talk very often, but I'll do cobbler talk. I just love that you said
fruit on the crust or whatever you said, on the dough.
Yeah, fruit on the bottom and some doughy product on top. I took like a pound and a half of strawberries, threw them in the Ninja, and made it into a slurry, added about 2 tablespoons of honey. Got to have a little bit of sugar in there, and you just pour it. You just pour it into the, 9x13,
yep.
And you take one box of yellow cake mix and just pour it over the top. Don't disturb it. Just pour it over the top and take one stick of real, it would be Kerrygold. You can use Shamrock if you're so inclined. And just slice that into little pats like you used to get at the restaurant.
Yep.
Put that all over the top. Throw in your really kick-ass oven at 350 degrees for about 40 minutes. And I'm going to tell you what, that is cobbler talk.
I love it. Beautiful.
I do try this once in a while. I'll send you pictures. I make chicken tacos on my own for the guys today.
All right, send me the cobbler pick. I got one more call in before the end of the show.
Get up. You guys have a good day today. We're outside today, and we are hydrating heavily today. It is going to be hot. Keep the faith out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Later, Shawnee. Giuseppe numero uno. Giuseppe.
The Rockery Richardson's, there's three restaurants in one at the same location. It's on 16th Street at Maryland, which is halfway between Glendale and Bethany Home, right off to 51. I think you and I both probably one of the best places to eat anywhere in the Phoenix metro area.
What was the phone number you sent me?
That was their phone number and their address.
I know it was you when you said that. You sent me the phone number. Okay. So Richardson's NM, and he's right. There's three restaurants, but the Richardson, try the carne adobada. It is, Bill, am I over speaking on the carne adobada?
No, it is to die for.
It's like they slow cook it or they smoke it and then finish it off in the New Mexico red chili sauce in a way. And it's just the bomb.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill, for the clarification and support in carne adobada world.
All right.
Have a good day, buddy. That's how you finish off a show, talking about carne adobada.
Hungry and sleepy. At both.
Like I'm telling you, man, it was a cold day in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Me and Mrs. D, this is like December 28th, 29th. It's snow on the ground. And we're going to go hit the missions on the road to Taos, on the back way up the Taos. And I knew we were going to go to the mission at Chimayo. And I remember I got at the Oro Valley book said, oh, what's this book? Oh, it's the Rancho Chimayo Cookbook. Had great history in it. It had like kind of cool drawings. It's very, very Huga, as we say, kind of book. And oh, like, oh, there's this carne asada. And the carne asada is known throughout, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we're crawling through missions and we get there about 11 o'clock and it's like 30 degrees out. And I'm like, carne asada and a cup of coffee.
That works.
That was, you know, and then it was like, this is okay. I miss Richardson's in Phoenix. So, well, Matt, thanks for a hell of a show.
We made it.
Looks like we made it. First of all, John Malcolm from Heritage was great today.
Oh, my goodness.
Talking about the Trump documents case.
Yes, sir.
And then we had Schweikert, and after some phone kerfuffles, we got him on, and he did a great job talking about what he wants to hear from Donald Trump tonight at the RNC speech.
Mm-hmm.
And how what he says tonight and how he says it not only could help secure him a president nod here, but how does it benefit the down ticket? There are a lot of down-ticket Republicans right now who are sweating out this speech tonight. So we'll have full speech breakdown in the first hour, and then we're going to eat garlic. That's it. It's done. CJ will be here. Just sit. Garlic and the Trump speech. That's all we need. That's it.
Tom Malton. And it'll be elephant garlic with the GOP.
I got to find that. Tom Martin. Tom Martin's coming up next with Kim from Arizona Bowl. Wake up.